the Sunday after the Ascension. The epistle is taken from the first letter of St. Peter. Beloved, be prudent and watchful in prayer, but above all things have a constant mutual charity among yourselves. For charity covers a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without murmuring, according to the gift that each has received. Minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let it be with words of God. If anyone ministers, let it be from the strength that God furnishes, that in all things may be honored through Jesus Christ our Lord. The gospel is taken from that of St. John. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "But when the Advocate has come, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness concerning me, and you also will bear witness, because from the beginning you are with me. These things I have spoken to you, that you may not be scandalized. They will expel you from the synagogues. Yes, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you to think he is offering worship to God. And these things they will do because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have spoken to you, that when the time for them has come, you may remember that I told you." Thus are the words of the Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. It is said that familiarity breeds contempt. I think actually that's a little strong. I think usually familiarity breeds indifference. And we see this all the time in our life. We can look at little children and they exhibit this also. Christmas time, they're very excited about what they received, and then after a day or two, they're just indifferent. And how many times the same thing happens to us adults. We just, after a time, something that we were excited about, we become indifferent about. Familiarity oftentimes does breed indifference. You know, recently I've been spending a lot of time thinking about Fatima, the apparitions of Our Lady to the three little children in Fatima in Portugal. It occurred in 1917. It was three little children, Francisco, Jacinta, and Lucia. Francisco and Jacinta died when they were very young, when they were 10 and 11. And they're now blessed. They were made blessed by Pope John Paul II in 2000. And Lucia stayed, and she just recently passed away about 6 years ago at the age of about 93. Our Lady appeared to those three little children in Fatima. And she gave them messages about sins, about doing the rosary, and offenses against her Immaculate Heart. But before those apparitions, Lucia received her first Holy Communion about 3 years before that time. She was 7 years old. And when she received her first Holy Communion, she said she felt a great serenity and peace within her. And she kept praying to our Lord, "Help me to be holy. Help me to be holy." And then she said she heard something within her, whether it was an actual voice or whether it was something more mystical, and it was our Lord. And he was, of course, was preparing her for the mission that he had for her later. But he said to her, "The grace I grant to thee today will remain living in your soul, producing fruits of eternal life." Her first Holy Communion. Communion. Oftentimes, we Catholics become indifferent over Holy Communion. We forget about what is actually happening. What is communion? Communion means co-union. To be united. To be united with who? To be united with Christ. Sometimes there's a little bit of an error where in churches today it's emphasized too much the communion among the faithful at communion. That's only a secondary effect. The primary purpose of communion, Jesus comes from heaven into the ciborium. Why? To be united to us. Christ, God Himself. You know, later on, when the children, they were playing, they were tending their sheep, and an angel appeared to them, again, to prepare them for the visit of Our Lady. And the angel gave them communion. He had a chalice and a host, and he gave Lucia the host, and he gave Francisca and Jacinta the precious blood. And he said a prayer. He taught them a prayer. The host and chalice actually suspended above the ground, and then he prostrated himself. And he taught the children to prostrate themselves before communion. And this is the prayer he taught them. Most Holy Trinity, I adore you profoundly, and I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference with which he himself is offended. And through the infinite merits of his most sacred heart and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg conversion for sinners. Amen. Indifference. Our Lord is outraged by the indifference. You know, when we receive communion, we truly receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. He comes down to be united to us. And the theologians teach that that union, that our Lord is present for about 20 minutes with us. And then the communion dissipates. He disappears because of digestion, really, in the bowels. But that's not the full union. That's just a symbol of the true union. That's a material union. That's a union of his body with our body. But what is the true union that comes about by that? That is the union in our soul. And that is permanent. It's not something passing. What did our Lord say to Lucia on her first communion? The grace I grant you today will remain living in your soul, producing fruits for eternal life. It doesn't disappear. That union of soul remains forever. And so we have 23 little children here who are about to receive their first communion. And they are very excited. They've been studying hard. The ladies are in beautiful dresses with veils, and we have the young boys dressed in ties, ready to receive our Lord. We make it a special day for them. You know, sometimes I'm tempted to move this to a Saturday, but it's important to have it on Sunday for them so that they understand that it's special. We'll have a cake afterwards. We have pictures for them. For them, this is a special day. But for the rest of us, we should not be indifferent. Now, we were here one time, and our first communion was very special. But sometimes, through the familiarity of communion, every Sunday, time to receive communion, oh, I'm not in mortal sin, I've gone to confession. Okay, I receive communion, and then time for the rest of the day. Oftentimes, we get a little complacent, a little indifferent. So it's important for us to remember the great grace that Christ gives us every day in communion, every Sunday especially in communion. It is the union with Him. Communion means co-union with Christ. We receive His body. He remains in us for about 20 minutes. But that leads to the union of soul that will remain forever and be the source of graces for eternity. So let us not be indifferent. Let us look to the little children and ask them, and really look to them and, you know, try to return to that excitement, to that interest, to that special love that they have for Christ today. And let us then honor and love God when He comes in us at communion. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.